The Super Bowl is over, and now the tax man cometh to begin his investigation. An investigation concerning, let's say, a misinterpretation of tax law, one arising from confusion over whether Super Bowl tickets with all the trimmings can be considered an entertainment expense under the tax code. A case like one from Virginia in 1990. Here's what happened. In the 80s, a small plywood company filed its tax returns and claimed deductions totaling $103,000 for entertainment expenses. This piqued the Internal Revenue Service's interest, of course, and the plywood company explained that it spent all that money on a Super Bowl party for 120 people, $27,000 worth of Super Bowl tickets, $30,000 for airfare to fly the plywood company's employees and guests to New Orleans for the big game, and $45,000 for everyone's rooms at the Sheraton. The IRS, now very interested, investigated further and found that the company set up the Super Bowl weekend through a travel agent, but never requested a meeting room or anything else that would signal a business meeting. A company memo did ask that company representatives talk with customers while they were in New Orleans about saws and wood products, but that wasn't enough. At the designated hotel, they all dined together but didn't officially talk business, or so the IRS found. Instead, they all went on a cruise, spent time in the French Quarter, and then they all went to the Super Bowl on the plywood company's dime. So the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit began its discussion of the case with a simple question. Were these entertainment expenses? 5 pages later comes the answer. No. No, because the tax code allowed deductions only for ordinary and necessary expenses in carrying on any trade or business. And quite simply, a Super Bowl bash, including tickets, airfare, and hotel, for people who plied the plywood trade in Virginia, just didn't qualify as ordinary. That ordinary means a normal, usual, or customary practice for such a company, and that such a Super Bowl party didn't qualify. The company argued that the court should look only at its efforts, bettering business relationships, not the method, the weekend-long party. But the appellate court sided with the lower court and found that the real reason everyone went to New Orleans for the Super Bowl was to have a good time. In legal language, the record inescapably demonstrates that the entertainment was the central focus of the excursion, with all other activities running a distant second in importance. Perhaps because, according to the opinion, one of the customers testified that business talk took place whenever he could find the owner, implying it didn't happen often. And so no more Super Bowl parties like that one, deductible as business expenses for that plywood company. But you certainly can't blame it for trying. According to a footnote in the opinion, a lower court did allow the plywood company to deduct expenses for the Super Bowl party it held the previous year in Pasadena, California. All the appellate court said about the matter is that the events that weekend were markedly different from those in New Orleans. One imagines reserved meeting rooms, for example, or a bit more plywood talk around the hotel pool. So there's a tiny glimmer of hope for Super Bowl party throwers this important week after the Super Bowl, and not a minute too soon. This week after the Super Bowl marks only 11 weeks before April 15th. I'm Amy Guida.